conspiracy to violate the election code. Days later, indicted on charges of money laundering and conspiracy to launder money in an alleged illegal scheme to funnel corporate money to Republican legislative candidates in Texas. On Friday, Tom DeLay expected to be fingerprinted, photographed, and booked, despite attempts by his lawyers to bypass that process, which officials say will only take about 20 minutes. The court coordinator says Judge Perkins, quote, believes that if God was charged with a felony, he'd have to go through the booking process, too. Some Americans may like a less confusing way to pay their annual income taxes. A presidential tax panel seems to agree. Committee members are pushing an income tax overhaul that would drastically simplify the often baffling annual process of doing your taxes. One panel member says the proposal isn't just a small move in the right direction, it's a huge move. Their plan would eliminate most deductions, credits, savings incentives, and other tax breaks to be replaced with a few simpler benefits. Taxpayers, they say, would pay about the same amount of tax under the new system, but panel members say most of the confusing paperwork would be gone. Complex and baffling tax equations would be simplified. The government says wholesale inflation last month posted the biggest spike in more than 15 years. That surged largely because of soaring energy prices as the hurricanes hit the Gulf Coast. The latest forecasts are warning Hurricane Wilma could become a major hurricane as it moves through the northwestern Caribbean. It's on course to threaten the Florida coast, perhaps this weekend. Forecasters say Wilma's path could take it over the same southwest Florida coastal areas hit by Hurricane Charley last year. Today, it's the Cayman Islands under hurricane watch. A tropical storm warning posted there and along the coast of Honduras. The National Hurricane Center reporting Wilma's winds at about 80 miles an hour. And they say the storm heading into the Gulf of Mexico, they expect by Friday, and then making a sharp turn to the right toward Florida. A hazardous weather outlook warning has been issued for Southern California, first major storm of the fall season. Thunderstorms knocked out power to about 140,000 homes. This is Air America Radio News.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or LiveMeeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's homebiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Boy, they did it, didn't they? The Bush crime family, they jumped the gun. They thought the Fitzgerald report was going to be released today or tomorrow, so they engineered the phony attack on Baltimore, the alert that the tunnels under the Chesapeake Bay at Baltimore, is that what it was? We're about to be infiltrated with millions of Arab terrorists. And they got it wrong. A friend just emailed that NBC reporter David Schuster just said on Hardball that the grand jury will be meeting two more days this week and maybe into next week. Since any indictments won't be public until the grand jury is finished, it doesn't look like tomorrow's the day after all. Gosh, guys, you jumped the gun. What's the matter? Everybody feeling a little froggy there in the White House? You jumped early. You did the terrorists are coming. The terrorists are coming in Baltimore too early. Now what? Now what are you going to do? Huh? Now what's going to happen? The grand jury, as a matter of fact, may be sitting for another week. There's still deals to be made. There's still agreements to be signed. There are still conclusions upon which Fitzgerald will base his final report. There's all sorts of stuff. The grand jury could still be listening to a whining, pleading, begging last-minute testimony from the principals, or at least the principals' attorneys. I can't see Fitzgerald denying them entry into the grand jury room. Come in and make your deal. Little bit quick on the gun, on the draw, I should say, where it concerned the bogus threat. Remember, now they're blaming it on somebody in a prison somewhere overseas, right? As ABC reports it, today's threat to blow up a Baltimore tunnel, which led to two area tunnels being closed for 2 hours, originated with a detainee in prison overseas, federal officials told ABC News. Though officials in Washington discredited the tip, Maryland Governor Robert Ehrlich Jr., said he had no choice but to act as the investigation information leaked to the public. Leaked? Oh, stop it. It wasn't leaked. It was fed out deliberately. What's a detainee in prison overseas? What the hell does that mean? Oh, man, these people, huh? Remember what Poindexter, Admiral John Poindexter, one of the killers that was involved in the Reagan administration's assault on thousands of people in Central America back in the 80s. Remember Poindexter, Admiral Poindexter, a convicted felon, pardoned. I think he was convicted, pardoned by Reagan before Reagan was carted off to, and participate in his Alzheimer's disease without having to cover it up. Remember Poindexter? Sure you do. Remember when Poindexter put together something called Total Information Awareness? Remember that? What was that, Kathy, about 2 years ago? Remember that? Huh? Remember the tips line and all this other crap that this Nazi put together? And it was, quote, disbanded, close quote. When enough public outcry was raised, Total Information Awareness, remember that? Where do you think Poindexter went? How come you never hear his name? Or his lieutenant, the ex-CIA murderer, Elliot Abrams. Where do you suppose these two are? Poindexter and Abrams. What, they've retired? No. These are the two that are working deep, deep inside the woodwork of the White House, putting this crap out. Hey, New York subways are going to blow up! Oops. Bogus. Hey, Baltimore tunnels are going to blow up! Oops. Bogus. What's next? Huh? The Chicago L? What's next? Now, how do I know it's Poindexter and Abrams? I just do. I remember these pigs back in the 80s. I remember the damage they did to the credibility of the United States, as little as there was left because of our adventures in Central America. I also remember how many people whose deaths these two are directly responsible for. Just like Negroponte, Poindexter, Abrams. These three people would make, you pick any three from the Nazi high command, these three are just as vicious. They may not have put together the death machine that the Nazis put together. As a matter of fact, they didn't. And their death count was 1/100th of what the Nazis did. But these sons of bitches are just as evil. And had Poindexter and Abrams and Negroponte been alive in Germany in the teens, 20s, and 30s, these three would have been right up there, right up there. Right up there with Eichmann. So here they are. They submerge and resurface. Submerge and resurface. This time they have haven't resurfaced. They're still submerged. So what are they doing? They're putting out these bogus terror alerts. Oh, come on. You know it and I know it. Somebody's doing it, right? Huh? It's a detainee in a prison overseas. No, it's not. Not at all. I just, every time one of these alerts happens, you notice how quickly they're happening now that the scab that this filthy administration has become on the United States is about to be ripped off. The scab is about to be ripped off, and the pus and the blood is going to flow out of this administration like a fountain. You think? Or else Fitzgerald's going to cover everything up and say, well, I checked everything, no indictments, because no crime was committed. That is a possibility, isn't it? It all depends on Mr. Fitzgerald. Now, I have a source that has a source that really knows Fitzgerald and knows him well. And I asked the source today, what does your friend say about Fitzgerald? And the answer that came back is that he is a career prosecutor. He doesn't give a damn whether it's Republican or Democrat. He is after the goods. He is willing to take this right to the root, to the base of the problem, which would be Dick Cheney and George Bush. That's the report I get. So I have no reason to doubt my source whatsoever. None. Matter of fact, I would say my source is unimpeachable. So we'll see. But it just so pissed me off today. All of a sudden, bum-ba-dum, the Homeland Department Ministry of Security has an important announcement. Attention, attention, attention. And then all the networks switch over to this bogus attack, this bogus plan to attack the tunnels in Baltimore, Maryland. Jesus. You know, and I'm standing in the kitchen, I'm watching it. Here they go again. Here they go again. These evil Bush bastards, here they go again. You almost want to wave at the television and say, hi, Admiral Poindexter, how are you? Hello, Elliot Abrams, how's it going? Hey, you jerkwads, how's everything coming, huh? You still out there? Oh, I see you still are. Yes, you are. What is it today? Oh, it's the tunnels in Baltimore today. Oh, okay. You know, and by the way, an Egyptian who worked at a Baltimore market reportedly was being held in connection with the threat. An Egyptian taken into custody. There's no report he's been charged or what his name is or what he looks like or where he's from. Well, he's an Egyptian. Yeah, oh, okay. What's he going to be charged with, huh? Hey, let's go out and grab us an Egyptian. Go to that market down there, you know, that farmer's marketplace. They got a lot of foreigners. Grab us an Egyptian. How about a Syrian? No. We're working the Syrian angle where it concerns Iraq. Get us an Egyptian.
That dam is gonna break, and it'll wash you away. It'll wash you away. Yeah, one day soon, that dam is gonna break. And it'll wash you away. It'll wash you away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You may not remember the Olympic gold medal winners in the last Winter Olympics, but I know one personally. His name is Jimmy Shea, and although a great athlete, he was not good at making money. That is until now. I shared with Jimmy the very same wealth formulas that I used to become a millionaire, and in only 16 months, Jimmy made $500,000. I'm Marco Haraldson, and Jimmy's story, along with all the details of how to apply my unique financial formulas, are in my new book, The Next Step to Waking Up the Financial Genius Inside You. You'll learn everything I know about the key ways to make a fortune today. For more details, check out my website, www.wakeupgenius.com. Again, that's wakeupgenius.com. And what does it take to be a financial genius today or to make $1 million? And what are the steps to do it? Start by visiting wakeupgenius.com and start living your own dream.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
I knew that the farther we got away from September the 11th, the more likely it would be that I would continue to have to convince people. We live in a dangerous world, and we do.
Yeah, as long as you're sitting in the Oval Office, you thug. Ski Anderson, a good friend of ours and former radio talk show host in Indiana, sent us a mix he put together using audio clips gleaned from Oliver Willis's online movie that he put together from speakers at the Republican 2004 nominating convention. And it's mixed together with the Chris Rea song, You Must Be Evil. You want to play that? You want to play it now? You want to wait? We'll play it coming back from the break at the bottom of the hour. Oliver Willis, by the way, has a great website, oliverwillis.com. OliverWillis.com. If you haven't been there, I don't think the movie is still up there, but it's a good site anyway. We're going to play the mashup for you a bit later in the program. I'll tell you what. Let's do it coming back from the break at the bottom of the hour. This is really it's bizarre. It's creepy. If you've got any old acid laying around the house, eat it real quick. And I don't know. It might kick in 14 minutes? Before you hear this.
Only if you take lots of vitamin C.
Oh, okay, vitamin C too. Now, I want to get to, before we get to the stuff that's eating at all of us, and that is the Fitzgerald Report and also Simple Scotty today. We have some more sound. I'm sorry, but we have some more sound for you from Simple Scotty. You don't get to see this stuff unless you sit in front of C-SPAN all day or listen to this program. Well, I guess some of our colleagues at Air America cut the sound bites out, too. But that's about the only place you're going to hear this half-wit McClellan. But before we get to that, like I mentioned on Air America's website today, it's the Park Service now. Every agency in the U.S. government in the age of Bush has been not just gutted and reframed and politicized and staffed with incompetent cronies, but a lot of them have to take loyalty oaths. Now it's the National, for God's sake, Park Service? Can you believe how weak and ineffective this man considers himself to be? So Bush, so afraid of any kind of dissent, any kind of independent thought. This poor, miserable bastard. You almost feel sorry for him, huh? No, all right, check that. Never mind. No, I do. Here he is. Bush would be over his head if he were a county commission chairman down in Texas. He's the president of the United States. His daddy's friends gave it to him. He's the president of the United States. Can you imagine what he must think about when he gets up in the morning? Who do I have to sit down with? Who? The Poland president? Oh, God. I don't want to hear about it. I don't hear about it. Talk to Rove. The Poland president? Is that the sauerkraut country? An ineffective, fearful little mouse of a man, George W. Bush. How much more can this guy take? And I'm concerned about this before he crashes into some kind of a alcohol-induced fury. How much longer before one of these bogus attacks on a major American city turns out to be another engineered terrorist attack like the attack on the World Trade Center was? How soon before the Bush crime family decides to blow up something in Chicago or blow up something in L.A. or blow up something in, Atlanta? That's what these people are. It's a crime organization. So now it's a National Park Service. Can you believe this? The thug that runs that, Gail Norton, Interior Secretary Gail Norton, isn't she the one that was a lobbyist for, was it the lead industry? Wasn't it? Lead mining? She wanted to make sure that children were born with birth defects, kids died, mothers were in anguish. Gail Norton? Yeah, that's the one. Her management style includes something called the four C's. The four C's: communication, consultation, cooperation, and conservation. So she's put out a directive that mid-level managers, which includes about 1,000 people in the National Park Service, that includes rangers, museum curators, supervising scientists, all of them have to suck up this loyalty oath just as though this were Soviet Russia. The order represents, according to the press release from Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, this is a group that keeps watch on these thugs. But the order represents a complete centralization of Park Service promotion and hiring in what has traditionally been a decentralized agency. This is like the Soviet Union. That's what, you know, I make a lot of references, as do a lot of people, to the Nazi regime. And there are incredible similarities, the way they lie and distort. But the way they organize, their organizing feature is the Soviet Union, the Soviet Politburo. It's incredible. Please, please, let's get these people out of office.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Before you board a plane the next time, you might want to check who made it. A Mother Jones investigation suggests that thousands of unsafe flight critical parts have been installed on Boeing-made airliners. Defects in those parts may pose a serious safety threat, but the planes are still flying. Three former Boeing employees filed a lawsuit saying the company used defective parts. The Mother Jones investigation revealed that the defects could put 1,600 commercial planes at risk. The whistleblowers also say that Boeing personnel tried to cover up the problem by deleting company records and asking an employee to, quote-unquote, lose a relevant document. Several current and former FAA inspectors told Mother Jones that because of the situation, they won't fly unless it's an emergency. When inspectors won't fly the planes they're supposed to be keeping safe, you know there's a real problem. You can find the full story at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhail Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock. How hard-working could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity Furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
What happens in those forests, because of lousy federal policy, is they grow to be they're not harvested.
Yeah. They're not harvested. All right, New York Times is reporting, one of our listeners just sent this to me, New York Times is reporting in tomorrow's edition that the special counsel in the CIA leak case, Patrick Fitzgerald, has told associates he has no plans to issue a final report about the results of his investigation. Now, what that means is one of two things. Either he has indictments ready to go, in which case the findings of his investigation would be meaningless. Because it's the indictments, whether or not somebody is going to be accused of crimes. Times says, by signaling he has no plans to issue the grand jury's findings in detail, Mr. Fitzgerald appeared to narrow his options either to indictments or closing his investigation with no public disclosure of his findings, a choice that would set off a political firestorm. So it appears that all hell is going to break loose one way or the other. One way or the other. Now, U.S. News and World Report, of course, is reporting that the rumors of Cheney resigning are flying all around Washington to such a degree that a lot of Republicans in the House and the Senate were caught unaware. And there's also reports of the Telegraph in the U.K. that Rove, a source close to Rove, told Time magazine that Rove would step down if he's indicted in the investigation, and that in doing so, that would allow him, Rove, to fight any, quote, BS charges. Only they don't say BS, they say the word. Now, here's the thing that drives me almost to distraction. These bastards who will probably be indicted knew about this all along. They knew for 2.5 years now. Isn't how long it's been? 2.5 years? They have been talking about, well, there's an ongoing investigation. Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And all of them knew. Every one of these filthy neo-Nazis knew. Rove knew. Bush knew. Cheney knew. Libby knew. All of them. They all knew. They know. The White House Iraq Group, WHIG, 22 people involved. Every one of these bastards knew who was responsible. So what do we do now? How about if Rove is indicted, how about handing this porker a bill? Well, what is a special investigator, how much does it cost? Huh? It cost him $60 million to try to bring down Clinton. How much does it cost these people, and you know who pays the cost, you and I do, to ferret out the rat bastard who revealed Valerie Plame's identity? And they all knew, every single one. Well, of course they did. They also know who the anthrax attack, where the anthrax attack originated. They know who did it, and they also know who's responsible for the attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. They know. They know. And I will guarantee you it's nobody with an Arabic surname. Man. What has this country fallen into? Whose hands have we fallen into? This is evil beyond belief. My God, look back over the history of the past 5 years. Look at the way they slimed Paul Hackett. Look at the way they slimed John Kerry. Look at the way they slimed McCain. Combat veterans who got in the way of these pigs. Oh, man, how did this happen? I need to pause here for a second. I really do. Let's play. Can we play the thing that Ski sent? Kathy, you want to play that? It is, the song is You Must Be Evil. And we want you to hear this, okay? A little musical interlude on the Malloy program.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again. For the truth to sink in. Repeating things over and over and over again.
September the 11th. September the 11th. September the 11th.
September 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 11th.
I see my little girl. She's crying on the
floor.
She's been watching that TV.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam, Saddam, Saddam,
Saddam, Saddam, Saddam, Saddam, Saddam, Saddam, Saddam,
Saddam, Saddam,
Saddam Hussein.
In my line of work, you gotta keep repeating things over and over and over again. For the truth to sink in.
War and danger.
Continuing danger.
Hour of danger.
You're just looking for sensation. You got a hold of something. You tell us that it's new.
Terrible weapons, nuclear weapons.
Nuclear weapons.
poison gas,
torture chambers, mass graves,
deadly technologies,
radical ideology of hate,
terror of threats,
terror,
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 war on terrorism, war against terrorism,
global war on terror,
global terrorism,
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 evil terrorists,
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 terrorists.
In my line of work, you gotta keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. Repeating things over and over and over again.
Audio clips come from Oliver Willis's online movie that was put together from speakers at the Republican convention, and the song behind it, "You Must Be Evil," is a Chris Rea song. Go to oliverwills.com. The movie may still be there. I don't know, but it's a good site anyway. And thanks to our friend Ski Anderson, our radio friend Ski Anderson, former colleague of mine at WLS, until he and I and Nancy Skinner and just about anybody with any sort of belief in justice or truth were run off that radio station, an ABC station. ABC would rather have pissants like Sean Hannity and Limbaugh than somebody like Nancy Skinner or Ski Anderson or me. Thanks, Ski. Excellent piece. Scary as hell. Scary as hell. There is a post at Daily Coast today about Robert Novak used the name Valerie Flame in an article appearing in a Human Events publication in October 2003. Novak was writing this article for Human Events, and he used the name Valerie Flame, F-L-A-M-E, instead of Valerie Flame. Now, very quick, that's right, you're way ahead of me. Who else used the name Valerie Flame? Huh? Has it not been revealed in the past few days it was Judith Miller? Does anybody have any doubt yet who the link was between the White House and selling this war? And the White House and outing Joseph Wilson's spouse, Valerie Plame. Does anyone have any doubts any longer that Judith Miller is nothing more or less than a CIA operative who used her position at the New York Times to drumbeat this country into a war? Judith Miller is a traitor. Judith Miller is being protected by the New York Times management when Judith Miller used her position at that newspaper to publish what she knew were lies and deceptions in order to beat this country into accepting a war in Iraq based on nothing. And what does she get? 85 days in jail? Put her on an airplane. Send her to Iraq. Put her on the streets of downtown Fallujah and drive away.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcantwait.org.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Young together, we were on the ball. We did not believe in the writing on the wall. We did our best work in the dark. We did our
10 before the hour. So Patrick Fitzgerald says no final report, or at least that's the report, that there'll be no final report. According to the sources quoted by the New York Times, Fitzgerald has told associates he has no plans to issue this report about the results of the investigation. And that pretty clearly means one of two things. There will be a series of indictments come as a result of this two-and-a-half-year investigation. Or there will be nothing. Nothing. And as the Times says, that the nothing part would set off a political firestorm, I would think. If I don't know. I don't know how to process that. If this report came back with no indictments, there's no there. I don't know that the country could withstand that. I really don't. And I think Patrick Fitzgerald understands that. That all of the crap and the evilness that this Bush crime family has dumped on the American public over the past 5 years. All of it. All the lies, the wars, the deceit, engineering the attack on this country on September 11, 2001, Bush's trifecta. All of this stuff that the Bush crime family has done. And this is the first substantive investigation. Remember how Watergate started out? It was a break-in into Democratic National Committee headquarters in the Watergate business and apartment complex in D.C. And the result was resignation or firing of an entire administration. And the crimes that the Nixon cabal committed pale in comparison to what these thugs have done to this country. So the Valerie Plame outing a CIA agent, the tip of the iceberg, little tiny thing. Guess what? Guess what? You know Joe Wilson's bitchy wife? Let me tell you something about her. She's a CIA agent, man. How about that? Get that out. Hey, Judy, get that over to Novak. Get it over to Novak. Get it over to some of these people at Time Magazine. Come on, get it out there. We'll show this little rat bastard. How dare he say that we're concerned, yellow cake from Niger, that there was none there trying to make our exalted, glorious president appear to be the lying two-bit punk that he is. Get him, Judy. Use your position at the Times. Get him. It's always something like this, isn't it, huh? That brings down a corrupt, poisonous regime. I don't care where the corrupt, poisonous regime exists, but especially when it exists in the United States. One egregious misstep, one step over the line with their hubris and their arrogance and their determination, it's their country, not our country. Well, guess what? You're busted. I wonder how far Fitzgerald will go. I wonder if he'll go after the real criminals, what Frank Rich alluded to in the Sunday paper. You know, to hell with Rove and Libby. They're two-bit punks who happen to be in positions of power. They are operatives. They are slime balls. They have used their position to screw this country into the ground. But at whose pleasure do these two work? Rove and Libby. Eh? The real slime balls, Bush and Cheney. As Frank Rich said, it's not Rove Libby, it's Bush Cheney. You're damn right it's Bush Cheney. Now, according to Salon.com, Michael Scherer writing there, Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson are considering a civil lawsuit against the Bush crime family officials. And, of course, if they do, they better be ready for a vicious attack by these White House pigs and their proxies just like John Kerry experienced, just like the cowardly John McCain experienced, just like the congressional candidate Paul Hackett in Ohio experienced, just like everybody experiences that gets close to these filthy, filthy people. Word is that Wilson and Plame are waiting for the final report. If there's going to be no final report, so be it. And remember what the Supreme Court said in a unanimous decision where it concerned the little trailer trash Paula Jones, that she could sue a sitting president. So don't try to hide behind executive privilege, Bush. Don't even try.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The investigation into who leaked the name of CIA agent Valerie Plame to punish her husband, Ambassador Joe Wilson, for revealing that the administration's case for war with Iraq was built on lies, is drawing to a close. As it does, remember this. No office in the administration was better positioned than that of Vice President Dick Cheney to gather the information and to make the hit. As Joe Wilson told me in an interview, with respect to who actually leaked the information, there are really only a few people, far fewer than the president let on, who could have done it. At the end of the day, you have to have the means, the keys to the conversations at which someone might drop my wife's name deliberately or not, a national security clearance, and a reason to be talking about this. When you look at all that, there are really very few people who exist at that nexus between national security and foreign policy and politics. You can count them on two hands. Wilson added that the vice president is one of those people. For more on Cheney, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Harriet Myers is refusing to comment on the documents that show that she once supported a constitutional amendment banning most abortions. When asked about it by reporters today, the Supreme Court nominee said only, quote, "I really appreciate your questions, and I hope you have a nice day." The Senate got documents about Myers today, which included a 1989 questionnaire in which she answered yes when asked if she would support a ban on abortions unless the mother's life is in danger. The White House says Myers answered the question when she was running for public office in Texas. As spokesman Scott McClellan says, quote, the role of a judge is very different from the role of a candidate. Myers on Capitol Hill again today, meeting with conservative senators looking for support. Residents in Florida getting ready to prepare for yet another hurricane. Wilma expected to gain strength as we go through the week. Take a path then toward the southwest coast, the Gulf Coast of Florida. One woman says Floridians have learned their lesson about preparing and are not waiting till the last minute anymore. Today, the Cayman Islands under hurricane watch, a tropical storm warning posted there and along the coast of Honduras. As much as 6 inches of rain may fall in the Cayman, southeastern Cuba, Haiti, Honduras, and Jamaica. The National Hurricane Center says the winds of Wilma at this point at about 80 miles an hour, a Category 1 storm. But they're saying Wilma could grow into a Category 3 by Thursday, and their predictions show the storm heading into the Gulf of Mexico by Friday and making a sharp turn to the right toward Florida. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney's ordered an emergency inspection of all dams in his state that are considered high risk. Romney says dams are high risk when there would be a significant loss of life or property. An evacuation order still in effect in Taunton, Massachusetts, after a dam on the Mill River deteriorated last night. George Bush says he's glad a new spending measure will bolster America's borders against illegal immigrants, but he's warning any effective effort must also include reform to permit guest workers. Bush spoke as he signed the $31 billion funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security. He said it includes money for more border patrol agents and bigger detention centers for illegal migrants. Lacking bed space, many such migrants have to be released after their capture, but Bush says lawmakers still need to work with him on a program to meet the demand for immigrant labor. The trial of Saddam Hussein is supposed to start tomorrow. His lawyer, though, says he's going to ask for a 3-month adjournment so he has more time to prepare a defense. Saddam and 7 senior members of his regime charged with ordering the killings of nearly 150 people back in 1982. If convicted, they could all face the death penalty. Saddam's attorney, though, says Saddam, his client, is in very high spirits and very optimistic, confident of his innocence. This is Air America Radio News.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Dove from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
It's about 7 past the hour. I'll tell you who else should be indicted along with these Bush crime family members and Judith Miller. Should also be Robert Novak. I think it's understood in certain levels of journalism that Robert Novak is and has been for decades a CIA operative. I think there's no question that Judith Miller was operating either officially or unofficially, I say officially, as a CIA operative, in order let me put it this way. The Bush crime family is not going to use some two-bit punk like Armstrong Williams as their only means of influencing public opinion. They want the big names. They want the people who have a reputation. And it was some time ago. Maybe somebody Google it and email it to me if you don't feel like it. You know, it's fine with me. But somebody wrote some time ago that beyond the 70s up to the present time. To write a list, to make a list of the journalists who had been co-opted by the CIA would be writing a list of some of the premier names in American journalism. People who were nothing more than conduits for the lies from the United States government. Now, when you take a look at what the newspapers of record in this country, without naming them, you know who they are. Well, I'll name them. The Times, The Post, Miami Herald, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Chicago Tribune, Sun-Times, LA Times, Seattle Post-Intelligencer, all of these newspapers. And you take a look at some of the reporting. Now, again, I'm not referring specifically to columnists because that's a whole different ballgame. Even the most brain-dead reader can make a distinction between a news report, I think, and a columnist. I may be wrong on that. But when you take a look at how the drumbeat for war echoed and re-echoed across this country based on absolute lies, now are we to believe, and yes we are, we're to believe this, that no one in the journalistic establishment, whether it was the punks at CNN or the half-wits at MSNBC or the criminals at Fox or the incompetence at all of these newspapers, no one, not one single person was able to see the tissue paper thin collection of lies that were being used to take this country into a war. That's what we are supposed to believe. We're supposed to sit back and say, well, Judith Miller had it right. When now even the New York Times management, as complicit as they are in all of this, says Judith Miller had it wrong. And her little whiny-ass mea culpa that she wrote the other day, Sunday in the Times, oh, I've made some mistakes. You made some mistakes? You helped convince the American public to stand behind a murderous little rat bastard who hadn't even been elected while he took this country into a war. That's a mistake? Ahmed Shalabi, Louis Libby, Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, Elliot Abrams, George Bush, Judith Miller, Bob Novak, on and on and on and on. These are the people who are destroying this republic, who are murdering the United States of America. Aided and abetted by these freaks on the so-called Christian right.
Well, you know, I've been assured that Harriet Myers is a good Christian lady. Hi, I'm James Dobson. And I've gotten private assurances from Karl Rove. You know, he's such an honest man.
What the hell has happened to our country? It's not theirs. It's not their country. It's not their country. Man. All right. Let's do some phone calls. Okay? Let's do some phone calls. Let's start with Jerry from Long Island. Hey, Jerry. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Good to speak with you again. Yeah, on the Fitzgerald report and the Valerie Plame adding Rovegate case, however you want to refer to that, I usually call it just Rovegate. Well, you know, I have a few points to make, but first of all, I think that one thing we have to be prepared for is yet another weapon of mass distraction by the Bush administration, mm-hmm. as if we haven't had enough. It probably won't be a terror. What it is they have Saddam Hussein. I find this very interesting. We have this phony baloney show trial of Saddam Hussein scheduled to begin tomorrow, the very same time as everyone's expecting word either tomorrow or Friday or maybe sometime next week from Fitzgerald about what he's going to do, whether he's going to indict Karl Rove or possibly Scooter Libby. And I think he could even indict Judith Miller. I think what he would indict her on is obstruction of justice for if he thinks that she's covering something up, which it looks like she is. So he could indict her on obstruction of justice charges and try to get her to sing and talk and say what's really going on and who her source was for the information about Valerie Plame. So I think there's a possibility that even Judith Miller could be indicted if indictments are coming down. But I also think that, and this other point I want to make, I don't think that we progressives should get our hopes up, and Democrats should get their hopes up too high, because we have to bear in mind, we have to remember who Fitzgerald's boss is. Patrick Fitzgerald's boss, after all, is, let's remember, is Alberto Torture Memos Gonzalez over at the Justice Department. And so he has to answer to Alberto Torture Memos Gonzalez. Fitzgerald is not a truly independent prosecutor, and that's important to remember. So, you know, I think that it could very well be that as politically explosive as that would be, and as unbelievable as that would be, we could end up not necessarily with no indictments, but indictments of low-level people. This could end up like Abu Ghraib prison, the prosecutions in the Abu Ghraib prison abuse case, where we had Lindy England and other low-ranking military people indicted, but the chain of command was never followed all the way up to General Jeffrey Miller. It's interesting, they had a very interesting thing on public TV that will probably be repeated tonight on the whole torture scandal. And clearly the chain of command goes up to Jeffrey Miller and also to Donald Rumsfeld, but those people were never looked at or indicted. In the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal, we just had low-ranking individuals prosecuted and indicted. And I think we could see the very same thing happen in this case with the adding of Valerie Plame. So I hope that there will be prosecutions, obviously. You've spoken to me in the past, you know, I'm political progressive myself, and I obviously hope that there will be indictments coming down of Scooter Libby at least, or and hopefully Karl Rove, but of Judith Miller as well. But I think that's very unlikely. I don't really know, but I don't think we should get our hopes up too high because of who who Fitzgerald's boss is, Alberto Torchimamos Gonzalez, and because of the fact that he's not a truly independent prosecutor. We eliminated independent prosecutor law because of the abuses done under Ken Starr under the independent.
Yeah, but like I said, I have it on fairly good source, and I don't doubt the source at all, that a lot of these people who work in the Justice Department, whether they're Democrat or Republican, are career investigators, prosecutors, government attorneys, and there's one thing and one thing only that they're interested in, and that is punching holes in whatever case that they're handed. They want to bring down the perpetrators if they're perpetrators there, and it doesn't make any difference if they're the same party or not. So I'm going to put an awful lot of hope on Patrick Fitzgerald. Jerry, I got to leave it there. Thanks a lot, pal. I appreciate your time. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now, 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club Newsweek says is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover, go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now.
Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now,
1-800-399-6220. Every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct.
It's about 22 past the hour. Let's go back to your phone calls. Ellie is calling from Cranston, Rhode Island. Ellie, welcome to the program.
Hi. I can't believe I got through.
well, here you are.
Yes, I just got to get this out. When I was reading Judith Miller's report, and I got to the part about her book on germs, and when it came out, and how Libby was so interested in it, and then we had anthrax in the U.S. mail, I just... That blew my mind. Because when the planes hit the World Trade Center, it was a bolt out of the blue as far as most of us were concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the anthrax was in the mail, nobody could understand it. Why, when they're talking about it, why all of a sudden is it happening?
Well, that, and in addition to that, Ellie, isn't it amazing that after 3 years, that the entire combined investigative forces of the United States cannot find, using all the latest technology, they can't figure out who sent anthrax to Democratic United States senators and a tabloid newspaper in Florida in an attempt to kill people. They can't. They just can't figure it out. Nobody can figure it out. And yet they can tell you immediately who filed a bogus a terrorist attack against the tunnels in Baltimore. These sons of bitches are responsible for this, LA. Pardon my language. I hate to do that when somebody's on the phone. But I'll tell you where the anthrax attack came from, and you know it. You're alluding to it. It came from right inside the Bush administration.
Yes.
That's exactly where it came from. These people are, this is beyond anything I've ever experienced, and I think it's beyond anything this country ever will experience if we're going to remain, even have the outlines of a democratic republic. These people have got to go. They have got to go.
Well, from all the things you've been telling us, I'm so glad that I can listen to Air America Radio. I have to stay up at night to listen, but from the things you've been telling us, there's been rotten things going on in the CIA for as long as it's been in existence.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's no question about that. The Church Committee back in the 70s revealed what the bastards were doing to American citizens, and then laws were passed during the Nixon years, during the Carter years, that restricted the CIA from turning the United States into a police state. The Bush crime family comes into power, and the first thing they do is turn this country into a police state that most of us are not even aware of how this mechanism actually works. We have thugs and killers and convicted felons who are now running this government. It's just unbelievable.
But
unbelievable.
I don't understand where he gets these executive privileges and why the Congress is powerless.
Well, the Congress is run, both houses are run by Republicans who have their own agenda. Republicans are thieves, they're thugs, or they're religious fanatics. They want to see America destroyed. All of them do. The religious Republicans, because that means Jesus will come back. The fiscal social Republicans, I'm sorry, the Republicans who still believe in small government want to murder all the social programs that have been put in place in this country over the past 70 years to make sure that everyone has an equal chance here. These are just evil, rotten people, Ellie. I don't know how else to say it. A lot of people say, well, you know, your rhetoric, Malloy, is so overblown. No, it's not. These people are evil. You can determine what someone's about by watching what they do. And I'm not blind, and
well,
neither are you.
The president's father, the first Bush, was director of the CIA.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's so corrupt. Ellie, let me move on. Thanks a lot for checking in, okay?
Yes.
All right. I appreciate your call. Roberto is calling from Queens, New York. Roberto, welcome to the program. Hey, Roberto, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, as long as I can hear you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to try to be real fast.
All right, now, wait a second. Are we ready to break here, Kathy? Is that the music? Let me put you on hold, Roberto, and because we're about to take a break. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back right after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Take responsibility. They can run and hide. Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide.
Republican side!
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. action, the anti-drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Your host for a Pian's Brian's Future, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. We were just starting to talk with Roberto, who's called in from Queens, New York. Roberto, thanks for holding on. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you for taking it. I'll be real fast. For one thing, what scares me is that you may go off the air. Please don't.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Sometimes you say, well, maybe they'll kick me out. If they kick you out, we're going to have troubles. Okay, what I'm calling about, Mike, is that several months ago, maybe 3, 4, 5 months ago, I was looking at a news conference from by George Bush, and I hate people calling him president.
Right.
And at the end of the news conference, one of the reporters asked him, how did he think that history would view his presidency?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, I don't worry about that. By then, we'll all be dead.
Oh, my God, really?
That should make you sleep better tonight.
Well, it either that, or it just makes me realize what a moron he is. When somebody says the word history to George Bush, he may think, he may think back to the 18th century, the 17th century, prehistory. I don't know. His mind, don't forget, this is a dry drunk. This is a guy who tried to stop drinking and never got the support necessary to do that. He's a drug abuser, and he's a liar.
Well, sorry to interrupt you, but there's no point even trying to analyze his mind. But the thing is, Mike, that I'm a great, I'll be a great-grandfather in February. I'm a young fellow, 77, okay?
You don't sound a day over 76.
You're right. We could go into that some other time. But what worries me is our children, and I know you have a little girl, God bless her, and grandchildren and all that. We've already gone around the mulberry bush.
I know.
But it really concerns me because, they, like you said a little earlier tonight, they're liable to do anything. Anything, you know.
That's right.
Mike, I'll let you go. I generally listen to you in Florida where I can get all 3 hours. Here in New York, I'm visiting, and I only get 2 hours of your program.
I know. It's weird. It's weird. You listen to WINZ down in Miami?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
well,
940.
Oh, yeah. Well, great. Thanks, Roberto. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for tuning into the program.
Yeah, be well, and let's see where somebody helps us, okay?
I hear you. Thank you, sir. You take care. Got an email here from Lisa regarding Fitzgerald. She says, after all this time and all these lies, I'm not sure I can believe that one government employee, no matter how independent, is going to make a difference. They will never stop these guys. They will just fade away, all of them. Novak and Miller and the others will keep whoring themselves for the Bush regime as they have been, as they've done all along, and we will hang as usual. I can't believe that anything is going to happen to these guys. I understand the cynicism, Lisa. I do, or the fear. Maybe it's not cynicism, but I've got to believe that something's going to happen. I want to get this in before we lose our New York audience. What do we got here, Kathy? About four of them. Sound bites from Simple Snotty McClellan at the briefing today. We're going to jump around here a little bit. This has to do with Harriet Meyer. Harriet Myers, it was, you know, the Supreme Court nominee, the raccoon. It was finally revealed today that one time she checked a box that said she was not in favor of abortion or whatever. So the reporters in the crack White House press corps today hits Snotty Scotty with questions about Harriet Myers and about her recently revealed anti-choice philosophy. The first reporter says, Scott, the material that the White House sent to the Senate today about Harriet Myers' nomination included a 1989 questionnaire that said she supported a constitutional amendment to ban abortion except to save the life of the mother. Do you take that 1989 statement to be a conclusive statement on her position on abortion? I remember a couple of weeks ago when President Bush defended his selection of Myers by saying she wouldn't change.
Well, what we take that to be is a candidate expressing her views during the course of the campaign. The role of a judge is very different from the role of a candidate or a political office holder. And what she was doing in that questionnaire was expressing her views during the course of the campaign.
So are you saying that what she registered there might not be how she might vote as a judge?
The president looks at someone's qualifications and experience and judicial temperament when he's appointing people to the bench. He has a long record of appointing or nominating people to the bench that have a conservative judicial philosophy.
Now, wait a second. The president looks at someone's qualifications and experience and judicial temperament? What qualifications? Harriet Myers, what judicial temperament? Has she exercised as head of the Texas Lottery Commission or as Bush's trial lawyer? Jesus, Scott, can't you keep track of your distortions and lies? Now, wait a second. Weren't we told that by George Bush that 20 years from now, Harriet Meyer's opinions today would be the same? 20 years from now, there'd be no difference in how she thinks. Well, then that means she is opposed to abortion, right? Now, let me tell you how my mind works about this. I don't think Harriet Meyer gives a flying damn about abortion. As far as I didn't know until Kathy handed this to me, that the material that the White House sent to the Senate contained this questionnaire, this 1989 questionnaire. That sounds like more bat squeeze. I wonder if she ever checked the box. You know what this is about? This is how my mind is warped. This is something that Rove, in one of his final acts as the chief murderer of the United States, inserted into the package that went up to the Republicans on the House or in the Senate, because Rove knows that there are flying monkey right, so-called Christian fanatic, cross-chewing Christians up there who will vote no unless they're convinced that Harriet Myers will work to end Roe v. Wade. So Rove or Cheney or Bush's mama or somebody comes up with a fake memo, right? And slides it into the packet. Or a fake questionnaire and slides it into the packet. That's how sick these people have made me. Now, the reporters move on and ask Snotty Scotty about the increasingly heated Fitzgerald situation. CNN's Suzanne Malveaux, who is nothing more than a Bush apologist, by the way, she gets a question. She says, is the president confident that Cheney did not leak Valerie Plame's identity? Now, I want you to hear this. Poor Scotty, all he can do here is quack the same five or six phrases that Bush's counsel or Alberto Gonzalez has given him permission to say.
Again, I appreciate any question on this, but as you know, Suzanne, our policy is not to comment on an investigation while it's ongoing. And that means any question relating to it. I'm just not going to comment on an investigation while it's ongoing. The president has directed the White House to cooperate fully with the investigation. I would encourage you not to prejudge the outcome of the investigation and not to speculate about it. What we have done is to make sure that we're cooperating fully with the special prosecutor.
Quackery, quack.
We want him to come to a successful conclusion, and he
quackery,
continues
quack.
To do his work.
Quackery, quacker.
Oh, excuse me.
Quackaroo, quackaroo, quack, 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 quack.
You snotty little pasty-faced white man. Oh, my God. Now, despite Scotty's repetitive song and dance answers to the Leakgate questions, the reporters keep trying, this time asking about the fact that it appears Cheney himself might be a target. You ready?
Quack, quack, quack.
The reporter says, you said, Scott, that you were going to check to see if Bush or Cheney had been asked once again to go before the special prosecutor and answer questions after their initial hearing.
No, the president is not. I provided you information when he was interviewed previously, and my understanding is the same applies to the vice president.
And take that with a boxcar full of salt, because Snotty Scotty is the fellow who told all you crack White House press corps geeks 100% that Rove wasn't involved either, right? All right, last bit of duckery for the evening. Reporter says, Scott, you said that the president has directed the White House to cooperate fully with the investigation. So can you tell us whether Harriet Myers, in her connection with the White House, has been involved in any way with the leak investigation, or whether she's testified before the Fitzgerald grand jury? Harriet Myers in the plane game? My, this is getting interesting.
She has been carried out the direction of the president, just like the rest of us here, to cooperate fully with the special prosecutor. She has been White House counsel during part of the time that this investigation has been ongoing. I'm not going to comment on the investigation, though, beyond that.
Really? I guess that's a yes. Huh? Can you tell us whether Harriet Myers has testified before the Fitzgerald grand jury? I think Scott McClellan just said yes. My, my.
Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office.
You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department so we can find out the leaker.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Earlier tonight, we played compiled song that our friend Ski Anderson sent us from Indiana, and I want to play it again. The title of it is what's that information we had on it, Kathy? It's from Oliver Willis's online movie that he shot using speakers at the Republican convention, and the song behind it is the Chris Rea song "You Must Be Evil." And if you haven't gone to the website, oliverwillis.com, the movie is probably not still there, but it's an interesting site. So we want to play this for you again as we work our way out of this hour. All right? Here we go.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again.
For the truth to sing,
repeating things over and over and over again.
September the 11th. September the 11th. September the 11th.
September 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 11th.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam, Saddam, Saddam,
Saddam, Saddam, Saddam, Saddam, Saddam, Saddam, Saddam,
Saddam, Saddam, Saddam Hussein.
In my line of work, you gotta keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in.
War and danger.
Continuing danger.
Hour of danger.
You're just looking for sensation. You got a hold of something.
Terrible weapons, nuclear weapons.
Nuclear weapons.
Poison gas.
Torture chambers, mass graves.
Deadly technologies.
Radical ideology of hate.
Terror of threats.
Terror.
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 War on terrorism, war against terrorism.
Global war on terror.
Global terrorism.
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 Terrorists.
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 In my line of work, you gotta keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. Repeating things over and over and over again.
And again, thanks to our good friend Ski Anderson, who put that together. You know, when I talk to Peter Werby like I did last night, I talk to Ski Anderson once in a while. There's so many talented, liberal, left-leaning voices that used to be scattered around in talk radio, rock radio, that have been purged. I know from purged. I was purged. But I'm like a cork. You know, you can't submerge me without my popping up again someplace else. That's just a given. But when I think about some of the people I've known in this business, talented people who are still around, who may be like Peter doing one night a week, or like Ski, who has moved out of from behind the mic to sales and promotions, sales, I guess. Guys and women who have this enormous talent, this pool of liberal talent, and they were absolutely, utterly denied a chance to express it. Every time I hear the pig man or any of these right-wing pissants talk about, the market determined what talk radio was going to be, I literally want to slug somebody right in the nose, because that's such a lie. That's such a lie. A Ski Anderson or a Peter Werby have more talent in their little finger than the pig man or this miserable creep Sean Hannity has in their entire oeuvre. It's just so irritating. I know I'm getting into personal stuff here, and I apologize. But I've seen so much progressive or liberal or left-leaning talent that either never had a chance to demonstrate that talent or were allowed on the air for just long enough until they pissed off some of these right-wingers that run radio now. God, it makes me angry. All right. Final hour coming up. Stick around, okay? Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcantwait.org.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Hurricane Wilma is now a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 100 miles an hour. It's off the east coast of Honduras and Nicaragua and heading north toward the Gulf of Mexico. Meteorologist Joe Bartosik has more.
The forecast continues to call for Wilma to enter the southern and southeastern Gulf of Mexico late Thursday night or Friday morning as a major hurricane, possibly of Category 4 strength. Once in the Gulf, stronger westerly winds will begin to gradually weaken the hurricane, as well as steer Wilma more in the east to northeasterly direction. This puts the southern half of the Florida Peninsula and the Keys in the strike zone for a landfall sometime on Saturday.
Relief workers in Pakistan are trekking up mountains by foot to get supplies to victims of this month's devastating quake. John Shank with Washington State-based World Vision says, along with about three dozen people, he climbed a 60-degree slope to bring more than 800 blankets and eight tents to those stranded in the hills around Islamabad. But he says it's just a start.
We got some supplies to them. It was great. The reception of the people was wonderful. It just feels like a drop in the bucket.
Mules are being used in some areas to get supplies to people after landslides blocked roads and washed away bridges. More than 40,000 people were killed and nearly 70,000 hurt. If you'd like to help in the relief effort, log on to www.worldvision.org. Two major highway tunnels in the Baltimore area were closed Tuesday due to security concerns. The tunnels were reopened after a few hours, and when they did reopen, some motorists said the trip through was a little scary.
It's very nerve-wracking. I mean, of course, when I went through the tunnel, I was kind of holding my breath going, come on, let's get through the tunnel, get through the tunnel.
Authorities said searches of the tunnels and vehicles turned up nothing suspicious. U.S. Supreme Court Justice nominee Harriet Myers backed a constitutional amendment to ban abortion when she ran for public office in Dallas in 1989. That information from a 1989 questionnaire was included in background papers that have been submitted to the U.S. Senate. A former Muslim chaplain who worked at Guantanamo Bay and was arrested on suspicion of espionage has written a book about his ordeal. Army Captain James Lee was later cleared in the investigation, but he says his arrest should be a warning.
The fact that I was a Muslim American and my patriotism, my willingness really to advocate for humane treatments, all came under fire, and that put me under a cloud of suspicion and ultimately landed me in jail for 76 days.
Yee is in Seattle promoting his book, detailing his experience as a Muslim chaplain at the U.S. prison for suspected terrorists in Cuba. Criminal charges against him were dropped in March of last year, and he did receive an honorable discharge. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement?
Movement subscription.
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club Newsweek says is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Tonight, thanks for hanging in. Or if you're just joining us, where the hell you been? You missed 2 excellent hours of radio. Let's go right back to the telephones. All right, Randy is calling from Austin, Texas. Randy, welcome to the program. Randy, let's put Randy on hold and try Myron, who has called in from Georgia. Hey, Myron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing this evening?
Doing fine. How are you?
That's wonderful. Doing just fine, friend. Mike.
Yes.
This terror alert today, can you explain that to me again, my friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
They, being the thugs in the White House, thought that Fitzgerald was going to release his report today or something was going to leak out. So they had to blast everything off the TV.
Mm.
And they were good. They were good. They you know, they're good at that.
Oh, man, I tell you, they slid that in real nice, didn't they?
They did indeed.
Oh, my goodness. So
well, that's it. That's just my opinion, Myron,
yeah.
but you know.
Yeah. So they blown it on an Egyptian this time, huh?
That's right. They found an Egyptian who worked at a grocery store or something, or a market, or I don't know. It didn't say what it was exactly. Probably somebody selling turnips. And they went in and got this guy. You see this Egyptian going, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Come with us, Ahmed. You know, your ass is grass. Come on, Ahmed. What? I do nothing. I'm selling turnips." Oh, my God. And I'm not dumping on Egyptians, you know.
Yeah, I know, man.
You know, I can't say hello in Egyptian or whatever language is spoken
right.
in Egypt. But
yeah.
I guess it would be Arabic. I don't know. I'm a very stupid man, Myron, who's got a very good job. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Well, yeah.
All right.
Well, I enjoy listening to you.
They found an Egyptian. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Well, I guess, Mike, the next time they slide, you know, another one in, you know, I guess they might blame a Buddhist next time, huh?
Well, they're going to find somebody. Every time. Look what they did to this poor sucker. Who is that gang member from Chicago? Who is that? Hamdi? No, what was his name? Oh, Padilla. Jose Padilla.
Okay.
You know, they bust this guy. a gang member from Chicago. You know, all this guy wants to do is bring a little reefer in the country, make a little bit of money, buy a nice house on the North Shore up north of downtown Chicago, and just kick back and relax. So they bust him, and they accuse him he's going to put a dirty bomb. He's going to put a dirty bomb. Now, this poor fool has been held incommunicado for the past, what, three and a half years? Can't talk with anybody, can't get nothing. There have been a couple of courts say release him or charge him, and then another court comes back and says, no, go ahead, you can keep holding him forever. It's just astonishing. So they got poor old Jose Padilla. Now they got this Egyptian. I don't know who they're going to get next. They're probably going to find them a Moroccan or something. I have no idea, man.
I know, man. But, right, let me share this with you right quick. I know I only have but a few minutes. But I was listening to Randy Rose earlier, and she announced that the Christians is taking a cruise to Bahamas. Did you hear about that?
The Christians?
Yeah.
Are taking a cruise to Bahamas? What Christians?
I guess all the Christians on the right, I guess.
Oh, yeah. you mean some of those crazy people that like Dobson and Falwell, and or are you talking about just run-of-the-mill, go to church, beat on their Bibles, beat people up Christians?
Yeah, I think that's what she was talking about, man, the ones that hold bricks in one hand and the Bible in the other hand.
Right.
Yeah, I believe them the ones she was talking about. I was wondering if Pat Robinson and his son Gordon Robinson going.
I don't know. I haven't heard about this. See, I miss Randy's show today.
Oh, okay, then. Yeah, I heard her talking about that early on the show and all. But you got any more emails from the Christians lately?
No, okay. they don't email me anymore. They've given up.
Oh, okay then. All right then, Mike. Well, it's all wonderful. Right. It's wonderful to know that we do have eyes to see and ears to hear, and we can think for ourselves.
There you go. Thanks, Myron.
Okay, Mike.
Thanks, Myron. You take it easy. The alert today. Didn't that irritate you? Huh? Come on, be honest. You're going about your business. Whatever your business is, and you walk past a TV monitor someplace, and there it is, you know, CNN's on, and there it is across the bottom about terror alert, governor of Maryland, yada yada, tunnels closed, I-95, arguably the busiest interstate in the United States, shut down, closed off, detoured, whatever. And when you saw that, didn't you think, here we go again. Here we go again. What is it, New York? When was the New York thing, the subway thing? 2 weeks ago? Now Baltimore. Let me see. What's next? D.C.? They're working at Richmond? And then what? After Roanoke and Charlotte? And eventually get here to Atlanta. They just work, you know, just work it. Just work it. And don't forget, right before 9/11, we had the L.A. A terror threat. Remember? On and on and on. Charles is calling from Connecticut. Charles, welcome to the program. Hey, Charles.
Something that I heard, it was on most of the cable news stations, and the Simple Scotty also reiterated it, of a lovely rationalization that Harry,
Harry,
the festering panda, that apparently it's okay, and we should understand that, of course, she said what she said about being in favor of some abortions because, well, you know, when you run for one office in another place, well, you say things, and you don't really mean them.
Right, absolutely.
Now, of course, in the real world, we know that's true, but you have to have some panache in your eye. You don't announce it during the press conference.
That's right.
Say, well, yeah, she lied, so it's DeLay's tactic, apparently, is because Rove is occupied, so DeLay's telling them. Tell them everybody else does it.
That's right. That's the Bush crime family way. Let me tell you something about Charles, about Harriet Myers. This was in the New York Times editorial today, titled "Faith in the Court." And they point out the American people have no idea whether Myers thinks there's a constitutional right to privacy, for example, or where she stands on the extent of federal powers. But you know what we do know? We know that she was born a Roman Catholic. We know she became an evangelical Christian. We know that she was a longtime member of the Valley View Christian Church down there in Texas. We know that she was one of a small number of worshipers who joined its minister, Ron Key, in breaking away and forming the Cornerstone Christian Church because of a disagreement over styles of worship. We know all this stuff.
Well, we also know that apparently she's a hermit, because that could be the only explanation that George is the most brilliant man she's ever met. She's never been out of the cave before.
Yeah, I read some of the mash notes that Harriet had written to George. I think Maureen Dowd aced it when she wrote a column, last week, maybe the week before, about this collection of weird women that George Bush has collected around him who just think the world of him. Condoleezza Rice and Harriet Myers and Cheney's old lady, and it just goes on and on. Pickles, all these women who just kind of cluster around George and say admiring things about him. And how does he reward them? Well, this one he marries, that one he makes her husband vice president, this one he tries to get on the Supreme Court, the other one he makes Secretary of State.
Well, you know, his mother, that movie was Rosemary's Baby, and baby George surrounded himself with the separate wives.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Hey, listen, thanks, Charles. I appreciate you checking in. We got a boogie for the break. All right, this very seldom happens, True Seekers, but I have six open lines. The number is 866-303-2270. Am I pissing you all off tonight? Are you watching baseball? Or no, wait, that's over. Give us a call.
No, you can't make us sacrifice our freedom out.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800, because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Antidrug.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With Go to MyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcantwait.org.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, that's more like it. Dan emailed in, baseball is technically not over. The regular season is, but Major League Baseball playoffs are still going on. What it is, Dan, I live in Atlanta, and every year, you know, the Braves... win their division, and then they have their ass handed to them. It's so sad down here. It is just so sad. The right-wing Christian cruise to the Bahamas is Janet Parshall. She's the one that Randy Rhodes sliced and diced. Did you see that? How long ago was that? Saturday, a week ago? Randy was on... public television. What am I trying to say, Kathy? C-SPAN, thank you. And they had Janet Parshall, who is one of these fake Christian psychopaths, debating Randy. And Randy, I've never seen anything like this. An adult woman, this Janet creep, Randy's battering her with the truth and a few questions. And Janet puts her hands over her ears and goes, la, 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 I'm not listening, blah, 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 blah. Have you seen that piece of tape, Kathy? I swear, I've never seen anything like that. This woman who must be in her early 60s. And she puts her hands over her ears so as not to hear what our Air America colleague, Randy Rhodes, is saying to her. It was just, I've never seen anything like it. So I think that's what the reference was. Janet Parshall, I went to her website. Oh my God, all these fans. I mentioned it tonight how much I just despise these people. It's just amazing to me. I wish there was a divine son of God named Jesus who would be sitting around watching all this from his perch. And just after a while, just go, you know, really, I've had enough. And just come down here with his terrible swift sword and start lopping off heads. And you know who would get lopped, right? Oh, don't you know who would get lopped? Too bad it's all myth. All right. Randy is calling from Austin, Texas. Randy, welcome to the program. Let's see if we can get you on this time. Are you there?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, if it weren't for all these wars, the first, second Civil War, we wouldn't have anything to really base our Constitution on, our Bill of Rights on. It's a beautiful piece of work on paper, and we've got all this great googly-moogly happening. But then when it comes, all it's based on is these three wars. Otherwise, we would just be chock full of crap because it's just the genocide and the slavery, like you've mentioned before. What we need to do now is just prosecute these war criminals like they should be prosecuted. And that's it. And try to back up this piece of paper like it should be backed up.
All right. Well, I'm all for that. Is what I'm trying to say. Thanks for checking in, Randy. I appreciate it. Sharon is calling from Queens, New York. Sharon, welcome to the program. Hey, Sharon.
Really appreciate your program.
Thanks.
I saw you at the Kathy and Molly at the Raven also.
Oh well, bless your heart. I'm glad you made it. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. Anyway, I just...
Except it was hell trying to sober Molly up the next day. She,
That was a lot of fun. I just want... It's backtracking a little bit in your conversation tonight, but I wanted to object to all these loyalty oaths that Bush insists on having from these people.
Right.
It isn't right that they have to swear loyalty to him. They work for us, as does he. And... you know, he's really just a hired hand, and I wish someone would tell him he just isn't working out.
Well, you and about 100 million other Americans, or even more, I think we finally had enough of this thug. He doesn't see himself as a hired hand, though. He just doesn't. He sees himself, Sharon, as, I don't know, a king? A dictator? He said one time it'd be easier if you were a dictator.
I
don't know. I think the day of reckoning for this moron is coming, though, don't you?
Oh, I hope so. We got to have some kind of a change here.
I hear you.
Thanks a lot for a wonderful program.
All right. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be back, Truth Seekers. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
Like to know who leaked, and if anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department so we can find out the leaker.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Before you board a plane the next time, you might want to check who made it. A Mother Jones investigation suggests that thousands of unsafe flight critical parts have been installed on Boeing-made airliners. Defects in those parts may pose a serious safety threat, but the planes are still flying. Three former Boeing employees filed a lawsuit saying the company used defective parts. The Mother Jones investigation revealed that the defects could put 1,600 commercial planes at risk. The whistleblowers also say that Boeing personnel tried to cover up the problem by deleting company records and asking an employee to quote-unquote lose a relevant document. Several current and former FAA inspectors told Mother Jones that because of the situation, they won't fly unless it's an emergency. When inspectors won't fly the planes they're supposed to be keeping safe, you know there's a real problem. You can find the full story at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C, Advanced Protection, Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection, Ester C, and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you can see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour, somebody just sent me a screenshot of that moment when Randy Rhoads and Janet Parshall were, when Randy was taking her apart. There she sits with her eyes pinched shut, Janet, and her fingers in her ears. I've never seen anything like that. Sheila says, this probably isn't important, but the folks in Baltimore admitted they got the terror alert last Friday, but decided today to get it out to the public and err on the side of caution. Well, I'm not sure what that means either, except here's a terror alert. Use it as you will. And I think the terror alert indicated a specific time and date, which would further leave the impression, at least with me, that this is a Rovian terror alert. On Tuesday at 2 o'clock, your tunnels are going to blow. We just thought we'd let you know in advance. Ivan is calling from Minneapolis. Is it Ivan or Yvonne?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, who is this, Ivan or Yvonne?
It's Yvonne with a Y.
Yeah, Yvonne. That's what I thought.
Well, we sure really do love you in Minneapolis.
Well, thank you very much, Yvonne.
Anyhow, before you get to the reason I called, you're talking about C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Every morning, first of all, I'm a political junkie. I watch Washington Journal calling on the Democrat line and the other Republicans calling in.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, as I can tell, a lot of your listeners are calling in, because more and more I'm hearing the reference to the Bush crime family.
Really? That's funny.
That's you, Mike.
That's funny. I love it.
Anyhow, I was flipping through stations tonight, and I stopped on Fox, and I can't remember whose program it was. I don't watch it enough to know. But they're still saying, they're just squirming. They're still saying that Valerie Plame was nothing more than a desk jockey.
Yeah.
They're just trying to down this.
I remember during this special election in the one of the Southern District in, I forget the congressional district in Southern Ohio. And Paul Hackett, the Iraq War veteran and 16-year Marine veteran, was referred to, a combat veteran, was referred to by the pig man, by Limbaugh, as nothing more than a staff puke. How about that?
Do you remember the Watergate hearings? That's not going to happen this time. You know that.
I hope not. Well, what do you mean?
With this Republican...
Oh, yeah. No, the Republicans are so corrupt and so filthy.
So if there are any indictments that go through, Bush is just going to pardon them all. I don't see anything happening.
Well, that probably would happen. I mean, a president can issue a pardon even if someone hasn't been charged with anything, which is what Gerald Ford did for Dick Nixon.
Earlier tonight, you said how much money was spent on the witch hunt of Bill Clinton. How many millions dollars did you say?
$60 million.
$60 million?
Yeah, and that's...
You know they spent $3 million on the investigation of 9/11?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with everybody?
Well, 9/11 was had to be covered up, had to be the official story, the government story, the Bush story had to be put out there. And
there's cover-ups ever since back when Kennedy died. There's cover-ups with Wellstone. I remember the day that Wellstone died, on local TV, it happened in Minnesota where I'm at. People got on the TV. There was at least 8 of them that saw an explosion in the sky. And there were 2 people that heard. It sounded like a bomb from the ground, and then a few seconds later, the plane was on fire. 2 years, the NTSB covered that, and their findings was unfound.
Yeah.
What happened to these people that came forward? Are they afraid, or were they paid off?
I don't know. I I have to be very careful, Yvonne, not to let my mind run loose with all this stuff, because if I did, I would probably want to pack up my family and get the hell out of Dodge. So I kind of have to keep
things in check.
I already
have a son that chose to move. He moved to England to get away.
Well, he might have gone from bad to worse, given Tony Blair. You never know.
Oh, well, the thing is I think they're a lot more, they think a lot more like us over there. The people, anyway.
Well, let's hope. I hope your son, I hope it works out for him. Yvonne, let me move on. Thanks for checking
in.
And I'm glad you're listening in Minneapolis. Thank you very much. John is calling from Connecticut. John, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello, Mike. How's it going?
Going fine. How are you?
Good, good. Actually, I'm a new listener, and I just wanted to say thanks for doing the show. I think it's a great show.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope you're going to come back repeatedly.
Well, actually, I have a couple comments. I'm going to kind of make it brief here. The first comment I have is I'm tired of people calling me a hater of freedom and a hypocrite and all these other terms, because I support the troops, but I don't support the war.
Uh-huh.
I hate that on the highest level. And, just the other day, I was speaking with somebody, and they happened to mention the war, and they asked me my opinion, and I told them I think it's a fake war. I don't agree with it. And then they just looked at me, and they said, wow, you're a hater of freedom. It's just like these people are indoctrinated with that, and I can't stand that.
Well, they are. You were talking to either a robot or a zombie, and I know you're not asking for advice, but what I do when I run into that, when I used to run into it, I just turn around and walk away. You can't talk with those people. You can't convince them. You can't love them or understand them back to reality. All you have to do to protect your own sanity and your own sense of balance, just get the hell away from them. Even, and this is a sad part, even if it's a family member.
I have a few of those, unfortunately.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's actually a good idea, because I get myself worked up on so many levels when
you
I
just have. You just have to walk. Just walk.
Yeah, yep, that's right. That's good advice.
Yeah.
My other comment is, with this whole war situation, I'm just finding it very difficult to follow the Democratic Party. They're the ones who voted for the resolution. You know, we had Kerry running last year. He was pro-war. I just find it so, I'm just like apathetic right now, because I can't find anybody, I don't see any leadership here. It's kind of sad.
I know. You're not alone in that one. There's an awful lot of people, John, who are in the same situation. I happen to be one of them. It's very difficult.
Mm.
Okay, what's the last thing?
Well, the last thing is about the right wing, the religious right wing, quote unquote,
uh-huh.
Religious right wing.
Right.
I'm tired of the media giving Pat Robertson attention. You know, this guy called for the assassination of Chavez.
I don't get that either. Anytime they trot out this miserable old bastard Robertson or this Christ-killing preacher Falwell and put them on as some kind of a spokesman for what, the religious community?
Mm-hmm.
These people are no more believers in Jesus and the teachings of Jesus, I should say, Then they're believers in, mud balls. They're defilers of the Christian faith. And I don't understand why, like you, I don't understand why networks or anybody pays any attention to these morons. They are just evil. They're nasty, nasty men.
They are definitely not Christians.
No, that's for sure. John, thanks for checking in. I hope you come back again. Take care. You have a nice evening. James is calling from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Hey, James.
Hi, Mike. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, doing great, James. How are you?
I'm doing, we're pretty busy. I have a student, a foreign exchange student from Germany staying with me.
Oh, yeah?
So we've been kind of out of touch with both the show and some of the news. But the reason I'm calling is because he and I went up to Milwaukee last week and to hear a speech by the executive director of the Project for a New American Century, Gary
Schmidt. Yeah.
Yeah, you can pretty much guess just how pathetic the entire evening was. We learned a couple of things, though, that might be of interest to the people out there. One, first of all, a snake can wear a necktie.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if you got to the discussion of the war in Iraq, he referred to it as the experiment in Iraq. So for anybody out there that's supporting the war, and particularly if you have a family member who is in Iraq, you should know that these people consider this nothing more than an experiment.
Absolutely. The Project for the New American Century is populated by the worst of the worst that any society can cough up, puke out onto the national, international stage. Again, if there is any sort of retribution exacted in some sort of afterlife, these people will suffer the tortures of the damned for what they've done. Hey, James, good to hear from you. Take care, man. I got a boogie. Thanks for your emails, too. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sorry I'm late. Hey, look at you. You look good, girl. What you do? Botox? A young boyfriend?
No, same old face, same old husband. But we did get a new bed.
A new bed did all that?
It's not just any bed. We got the Tempur-Pedic mattress. It's fabulous. I haven't slept this well in years. The Tempur-Pedic molds and contours to every curve of my body, so no more tossing and turning, no more back pain. You know, I wake up feeling great, really refreshed and relaxed.
So why were you late?
I didn't want to get out of that bed.
The extraordinary Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the only bed recommended by more than 25,000 sleep professionals worldwide. The Tempur pressure relieving material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-805-3511 for a better sleep video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-805-3511. It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. 1-800-805-3511.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months into business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
Damn yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chips free.
Yeah, the only trouble with your advisors, rat boy, is the good chance you might all go to prison. Thanks to the usual crew of hardworking folks who assisted in putting the show out there tonight. Justin Yuen, Jason Isaac, and Dee Neal in New York. Our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in upstate New York, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks, everybody. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Brian is calling from New Jersey. Brian, welcome to the program.
Oh, wow. Success. You're a hard guy to get in touch with.
I know. It seems that way sometimes. I have that problem, too, trying to get in touch with myself. You know, it's really weird.
I was wondering if you ever had a show. I listen a lot, but I don't get to catch it every night. On Larry Silverstein's comments on the PBS documentary America Rebuilds, where he said that they pulled the building number 7. I think that's the smoking gun in the situation of 9/11. Have you heard anything about that? I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah. It came up a couple of weeks ago when I was in New York and did a program that was pretty much focused on some of the lies and deceptions and questionable comments put out there about what happened on September 11th. And so we did talk about it. And I am more and more convinced now that the official story is an utter lie.
Oh, yeah. There's really tons and tons of good video clips and sound clips out there. I compiled a lot. If anybody wants to go check them out, they can go to brainwashedamerica.com, and you can just click on any link, and they're all the video and sound clips that are more like just total proof of inside conspiracy there.
Brainwashedamerica.com.
Yep.
That sounds like a fun site.
It's a pretty cool site. I put it together real quick, but I mean, it gets the job done. So.
All right. Well, if I know this audience, there are at least 15 people who are already at your site.
I think you'd be interested in getting some sound clips off of there because there's tons of them. So, but
brainwashedamerica.com.
Brainwashedamerica.com.
All right. Thanks a
Thank
lot.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Appreciate you checking in. Let's see here. Doug is calling from Connecticut. Memphis. Doug, welcome to the program. Hey, Doug.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. What's
up?
Hello?
Yeah, here I am.
I heard you cry in the darkness for callers, so I gave you a call, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Anyway, one lady was talking about civil war. Now there's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
You mentioned Connecticut. It might have been because I told the lady I caught on the internet they're sending 1,000 troops in the National Guard from Connecticut to Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
And I have a family curse for the Bush family. It's real
All
curse.
Right.
For the grief you we have harvested from the evil you have sown, jackals will forever call you coward, and vultures refuse your bones.
Yow! That's cold. That's cold.
Yeah, I hate these people, man. I hate them. I hate them. But, you know, truth is merely perception, and justice is merely an illusion. Keep on doing what you're doing, Mike. I may get published, man, so I got to deal with my friends. When I go to Guantanamo,
yeah,
they're going to send me cigarettes, and I'll send them back rice pilaf and lemon chicken.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Judy's calling from Baltimore, as we used to say in York, Pennsylvania. Judy's calling from Baltimore.
It's Balmer.
Yeah, Balmer. Hey, Judy.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Really hey, what happened up there today? Did y'all get whacked? What happened?
No, everybody in my office was like, oh, my, there's bombs in the tunnel. And I just shook my head and was like, no, every time they do this, they always come out with a story with no sources, print it up, and then at the end of it, there's a disclaimer, but this is not corroborated evidence. You know, so they do this in the news, and I was a media major, and they do this every time.
Yes, every time.
They leave out the why, the when, where, and everything. And I finally said to my coworker, I just said, no, I mean, look what they're doing. And it was about an hour and 45 minutes that the tunnel was closed. And then they said, oh, it's okay. You know, and they do this every single time. With every single terror report they do.
Yeah. Well, you know, poll after poll after poll shows that the American people think George Bush stinks. But because we have been frightened out of our minds, the one area that Bush still gets a ratings in the mid-40s is people think, in that group, about 44% thinks that he is the better force against terrorism than, say, Democrats. And as a result of that, the Bush crime family that is sinking, they look at that poll and they say, okay, time to institute another phony terror attack, and then the American public will love us even more. So it's all lies. I'm just convinced it's just all lies. They took us into a war based on lies. Why wouldn't they issue phony terror attacks based on lies?
Every single time they do. And at the end they said, oh, it wasn't a logical or a good source after all.
Yeah, this
every single time they do it.
This report apparently came according to the FBI or the CIA or the DIA or whoever the hell is making the public announcements. This came from a detainee in a prison overseas. Well, that really narrows it down, doesn't it?
Yep. Huh?
Hey, Judy, there's the music. We got to go. Watch out now. Drive safe tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Thanks,
all right,
Mike.
All right, take care. Thanks for joining in tonight, Truth Seekers. And I'm sorry if I didn't get to your call. You guys can't, don't hang back like that. Just get the calls rocking and rolling early in the program, then you'll be sure to get on. All right, I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
My name is Marco Haraldson. You may recall that name, or maybe you remember my somewhat obnoxious ad. You know, the guy standing in front of the red Mercedes with the headline screaming, "How to Wake Up the Financial Genius Inside You." Yes, that was the name of my first book that sold more than 2 million copies. But more importantly, that book has helped thousands of people make many millions of dollars. Well, I'm not so young anymore, but I've learned so much more about how ordinary people can make a fortune today starting with nothing. My key wealth creation formulas are in my new book, The Next Step to Waking Up the Financial Genius Inside You. For more details, check out my website, www.wakeupgenius.com. Again, that's wakeupgenius.com. What does it take to be a financial genius today? Or to make $1 million, and what are the steps to do it? Start by visiting wakeupgenius.com. You have everything to gain.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource.